All right, to News Talk 94.3.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright.
All right, here we go. This is News Talk 94.3 WRHI. Alan Miller and Chuck Boozer along with Freddie Hammer. And Katie is still with us.
And Katie Motzinger, that's her. Still here. Good morning.
I want to call you. I went to school with a Katie Heinsinger, I believe it was, and I want that just kind of flows because I knew her. So yeah. You know, and so I want to call you that, and so I'm not saying the last name just in case I say it wrong. Katie Heinsinger, good to see you. Katie Hunsinger. That's what it was. Well, that's the name. That's right. Alan joins us this morning here. I'm so sorry.
Yes, Alan, good morning. Thank you for coming in here. We're still rejoicing with the Children's Attention Home for the wonderful...
Wasn't that great?
Really, fill the sleigh.
Unbelievable. Raised $33,000.
Along with the match, so $38,000.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
You know, Toys for Happiness, we've been going on for about 6 weeks now, and I know a lot of people saying, when are they going to quit talking about it? Well, whenever we get all the stockings filled. and hopefully we'll be able to have a tabulation of what we've been able to do. Okay. Of course, so many sponsors, so many people have stepped forward. We had an anonymous giver step forward and said, we got something special for some kids. And where should they go? You know, the stipulation was that...
It was that they needed to go to kids that had never been to a Panthers game before. And so you can imagine that almost all of our kids, or all of them probably, have not been to a game, to any kind of experience like that.
Well, on Christmas Eve, there's going to be some tickets for some kids to go to go see a Panther game whenever they play Atlanta. So these are
remarkable.
What did you figure these were? $1,000.
It was over $1,000, almost $1,100 in value for those eight tickets.
So there you go.
Thank you so much, Alan.
And and also the Panthers have sent some caps down right here.
There you go.
That's right.
And so we got enough.
Should have worn my Panthers scarf this morning.
You're a hat girl. You're looking at a hat girl.
We'll let you wear the caps for now, but you got to give them back because they go to the kids.
Yes.
But the Panthers have sent caps down for the kids and for the two chaperones that have been gone.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
So they'll be in their Panther regalia
ready
to take on Atlanta on Saturday.
I thought I was going to be too busy to take the kids to the game on Saturday, but I've managed to work out the safety. What are y'all laughing about?
Yeah. Well, she may need a chaperone.
I'm sure she does.
Nobody
can I play
really
the Atlanta
is.
Falcons? This would be a great, you know, just the whole NFL experience there to go to the stadium to see the big game on. You know, just it's just incredible.
It is. You know, I can't. Whoever that was that stepped up and made this possible for our kids, this truly is a once in a lifetime experience for them. So
it's snowballing over there at the Children's Attention Attention Home. It's on
what
fire.
What a Christmas.
Yay. Well, you know, whenever we got together with United Way, and they're our partner in this, and we try every year to do anything we can for the kids who have nothing. They said the first place they said was the Children's Attention Home. That's where we need to take them because they have the opportunity there. They have kids there that really need to experience something like this. And you know,
have a special day.
If you think about things in your life that have changed you, you know, this could be a life-changing experience for these kids.
It truly could, you know, and the holidays is one of the hardest times of the year for them because they're away from their families. It doesn't matter what happened in their home that caused them to be away. They still love their family very much, and so this is a very challenging time for them. You know, we can do everything we can, but ultimately they're still away from the people they know and love. So an experience like this just it does so much to lift their spirits at this time of year, and you know, we're just again blown away by the generosity of our community.
It says something about what y'all do over there too, and how people obviously believe that y'all are the real deal and not just talking the talk but also walking the walk through the community too. And it says something about y'all that people will step up and support you this much.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. We literally couldn't do it without everyone's support.
And Chuck, you sure they got chaperones? Yeah.
Well, I've checked on stuff like that. I didn't want to say this, but you said whoever made the donations and stuff, I'll just tell you, don't thank me.
Okay? I'll just put it this way. Whenever we were told, I put my name. I said, you know, if nobody else can go.
Oh, sure. Everybody's volunteering.
But no, it's a great reward for our team as well to be able to go with them.
Congratulations.
Thank
Merry
you
Christmas
so much.
To the kids. We're
thank
looking
you.
Forward to hear how it goes.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for everybody with Toys for Happiness for making this possible for our kids.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Motzinger from the Children's Attention Home.
It is News Talk 94.3 WRHI.